Greetings in Jesus' name. Again, thank you for joining me again today for the daily inspiration as we look to the Word of God and see what the Lord has for us today. And as I've been studying and speaking on 2 Timothy 3:16 this week, where it tells us that the Word of God is profitable for teaching and reproof, correction, and instruction. That's my goal this week, is to see what the Word has for us in the line of correction and instruction. So today, I came across several verses that speak to us or teach us to lead a quiet life and to mind our own business. And I will read several passages here. The first one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urged you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. Another similar passage is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. Verse 10, starting in verse 10, 10 through 12. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. So that's fairly strong and straightforward language there, that we are commanded to work in quietness and eat our own bread, and also to mind our own business. That's not to say that we never take interest in our brother's affairs. We certainly want to be a blessing. We want to help those in need. We want to be aware of what's going on. But it is a great blessing to be part of a community where everyone quietly goes about their own work, their own business, and is not overly concerned with what their neighbors are doing or what his brother, what the brothers are doing. And I have seen situations where men would, or where someone would visit someone else, not to not to see how he's doing spiritually, but to see what he's up to as far as his work, simply because he was curious. And that's a busybody, to be overly interested in the affairs of others and then to run around talking about it. Peter also has words about this in chapter 4 of 1 Peter. Let me see. Verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Here again we have a busybody listed with a murderer, thief, and an evildoer. Quite straightforward language here, and blunt to the point that being a busybody is not good. So how can we avoid that? We avoid that by if we have a concern, we pray about it, and we speak words of exhortation, and we rebuke when necessary, but we don't make a point of making sure that everyone knows about everything, knows everything that we know. We don't make a show out of it. We don't cast it around. If our brother has an issue, then we treat him as we would want to be treated ourselves. Another area that we can be a busybody in is when there's a strife or dispute, and we try to get involved where there is no need for us to be involved, or where we cannot be of benefit. Now, if we can be of help, then we need to do what we can. But sometimes our interference and meddling is of no benefit at all. And Proverbs 26:17 says, "He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears." That would be if we come upon a quarrel, if we become aware of a dispute or strife, and it's none of our affairs, none of our business, and we try to get involved, we will end up being hurt. And so my encouragement for today is that we do as Paul teaches here in 1 Thessalonians, the first passage that I read, that we aspire, that make it our goal to lead a quiet life. That should be our aspiration and our ambition, to lead a quiet life, to mind our own business, and to work with our own hands. And that is how we avoid being a busybody. And with that, I will close for today, and we'll look at a different subject maybe tomorrow, Lord willing. And God bless your day. Have a wonderful day.